Hare Krishna. Now, I received two interesting facts, arguments, Vedic arguments, on the benefits of ahimsa milk and the detrimental effects of store-bought milk. And well, let me read. Just cite the first one, and this comes from Srinandanandan, my god brother. He used to be a treasurer in Chicago, and this is from the Rig Veda, so it's very authoritative. 10:87:17. And therein, the translation that I have is that milk forcibly derived from cows is poisonous and leads to many kinds of incurable diseases. Leave aside arguments that sometimes people bring up that buying store-bought milk is good karma for the cow because he's serving Krishna, which I don't buy. But whether it's beneficial for the cow or not, those who have seen easily available clips from about how cows are force-fed, force-milked, their calves taken away from them at birth, and of course ultimately slaughtered. But here the thing is how they're being forcefully milked. Then we'll see what understand where this quote is coming from. We know that there are fear hormones in meat, and similarly the very sad and unhappy plight of cows when they're tied up, separated from their calves, their milk is forcefully taken from them, not by human hand, but by a permanently connected machine. Certainly has biological consequences. And although science may argue here and there, but of course this is Vaishnavas, I'm addressing Vaishnavas on these podcasts, who believe in Shastra. And so here the statement, and I don't know what the earlier context of it is, and that's worthy to look up. But here, naturally, follows from that type of forceful extraction of milk from cows is that they have very detrimental effects on the consumer. It leads to different types of poisonous substances. I don't know what that is. That then lead to different types of, it's stated here, incurable diseases. I mean, aside from an offense that one is committing to one's mother, and there's no doubt that, that's an offense. But here we see that the karma comes, the certain karma comes on the consumer. So those type of psychological causes of different kinds of physiological reactions, negative reactions, will result in disease. So whereas we can philosophize away, or try to, the consumption of that type of blood meal it doesn't really quite watch, at least as far as Shastra is concerned. So devotees should recognize that they're at risk, and they're also putting others at risk by this type of activity. Now here's another quote, which I'm just going to read. It's actually not a quote. I'm quoting from what I've received, and but it is also a scriptural or based on a scriptural statement, as you'll see. Cows are receivers of the rays from all heavenly constellations. Thus, she contains influences of all constellations. Very interesting. Wherever there is a cow, there is influence of all heavenly constellations, and so blessings of all the gods. Cow is the only divine living being that has Surya Keti Nadu, or the vein connected to the sun, passing through her backbone. Therefore, the cow's milk, butter, and ghee has a golden hue. This is because Surya Ketu Nadi, on interaction with the solar rays, produces gold salts in her blood. These salts are present in the cow's milk and cow's other bodily fluids, which miraculously cures many diseases. Ancient scriptures state that Surya Ketu nerve on the cow's back absorbs harmful radiations and cleanses the atmosphere. So I don't need to sort of elaborate on the message of this, but it further goes to confirm what I was saying earlier, that the physical condition of the cow is reflected in her psychological position or subtle state, and that physical condition then passes on both benefits and demerits to the consumer. Right now I'm in the United Kingdom, where Ahimsa milk is available, and unfortunately, even if devotees wanted, they may not be able to get as much as they want, or even get what they want, because the supply is somewhat limited, particularly because there has to be proper facilities. Once again, cows are not milk machines. They're living entities, highly evolved living entities, as is stated in this quote, they are divine. And to provide divine facility for them, or divine accommodation, requires time and finance and so on, and that's happening. It's developing. Sitaram Prabhu is working on that very interestingly and ironically. Most of the ethical and financial support for his project comes from non-devotees, people who seems like they're more easily convinced about the ills of consumer-bought, store-bought milk, and are willing to, without argument, pay the additional price of what it costs to get real milk. We say it's store-bought milk, but it's not really milk. As you can see from here, it's store-bought poison. I don't know why people would bother paying money for poison, but I guess if it's painted white, then it seems to be attractive. And that's not the only poison food that we eat, unfortunately, or consume. Most of the things that we buy, unless they're organic, and even then I don't know how pure organic things are, there are more poisons in vegetables, fruits, and so on that we pay money for than there is nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and so on. So saving money in the short run may prove to be expensive in the long run. Okay, but I thought that devotees would be interested to hear these statements, and particularly hear the version of Shastra on this topic, which just really came to me this morning. Hare Krishna.